Hi, everybody, and welcome to The Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
And what we do here at The Liars Club is we have two of our comedy pals come on. We ask them to tell two stories. One is the truth, one is a lie. We try to figure out which one is the lie. Now, if you're playing along with us on the Comedy Store's YouTube, you can just put in your thoughts in the comment section. And Austin Walker here, our on-air producer, will relay them to us. Right, Jessica?
That's right.
Would you do us the favor and introduce our guests?
I would love to. Over to my left, this lovely lady, we just finished shooting a pilot that we hope gets picked up. You've seen her on America's Got Talent, and she's also been featured on the local news in Cincinnati.
Yep.
This is Kristen Lundgren.
I love that. Awesome. Welcome to the show.
And I am so excited to have this woman here. I've been trying to get her here for a while now. Mm-hmm. She is...
To her annoyance, I'm sure.
Yeah,
it's a weird time of the day.
I know.
Make it happen.
I bug them until they get here.
I'm like, today you're a latchkey kid. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
So make the frozen pizza yourself.
You could have hung out in there. Just don't know.
I
know.
I thought about it. I thought about telling him to do a lie and a truth, bringing him in here.
But in all honesty, you don't want to bring children here to the Comedy Store.
True.
But she has her own podcast called Check In with Mary Lynn. And she's also been on 24, HBO's Mr. Show. Ooh. And she has a new movie out right now. She's been in so many. The recent one is Night School with Kevin Hart and
Tiffany.
Tiffany Haddish. Yeah. She's in that as well. This is Mary Lynn Ryskup.
Welcome to the show, Mary Lynn.
Thank you.
Show.
Thanks for having me.
It must have been so cool to work with Kevin and Tiffany. You guys must have just laughed your asses off.
Oh, it's the best.
The set.
It was Taron Killam, Al Madrigal.
Oh, wow.
Rob Riggle. So much fun.
Yeah, I'm sure. And by the way, for everybody that's watching, Tiffany has a bunch of Netflix shows coming up with all her pals on it. They're called They're Ready.
Yeah, those
look
great.
It's a series. Yeah, those look awesome. I'm so happy for everybody that's on that because there's a lot of amazing comedians on that. So should we chit-chat a little bit or just jump in, Jessica?
Well, we can chit-chat. I don't mind, but everybody's so excited that you're on the show today.
Oh, geez, thanks. So I can't decide if I want to see or not. It's such a quandary. You know what I mean? It's like fuzzy or not.
Well, I'm going to be just sitting over sweating. You don't need to see that.
Yeah.
Hello. Maybe I do.
Okay. Besides, if you can't see, all your other senses will work better. So.
Whoa. You know. That's a good.
Wow.
That's a good point.
Then so maybe the sense of smell will
Yeah, you don't want to activate that. You don't want to heighten that.
By the way, fascinating chit chat.
Yeah. Yes, really is.
I've been smelling Jessica. Jessica
She's
and I've been
today. She's honest.
We've been breathing our own farts for like 4 days.
All right. So why don't we just jump right to it? Because I can't wait to hear everyone's stories. Mary Lynn, will you go first? And by the way, what we're going to do, she's going to tell a story. We're going to rotate it to you, then go back to her, then to you, and then we'll do a roundup and we'll vote.
Okay.
All right.
I learned transcendental meditation.
Transcendental?
TM. You've heard of it.
No, dental. That's what like it's your
Oh, my God.
She's totally serious, too. I knew
didn't
it was
even. I just said one thing. You've never heard of it?
No.
I have.
Of course you have. Have you heard of the Japanese art of magical folding?
Of
These
origami?
Are the trendy things.
Origami?
Close. Anyway, no crosstalk. I get through my story. I learned transcendental meditation. It's the Beatles learned it. Howard Stern does it. David Lynch does it. Jerry
Stern?
Seinfeld does it. You
My
do it
cat
twice.
Does it.
I thought everyone has heard of this by now because a few years ago when I learned it, it was on the Oprah show. And then Oprah made a big thing of like.
So, what exactly
meditation.
Is it?
Yeah. It's twice a day, 20 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. And it's very, I mean, it is, it's taught by the Maharishi that taught the Beatles, but the actual learning of it is very sort of scientific. And they just teach you the method of how to do it, they give you a mantra. And I remember the first time I showed up on, it was in Beverly Hills on the porch and I was like, hey, what's up? And I do that because like my energy was so jacked up that because my meditation teacher opened it, his name was David. He had very thick brown hair and he was like, hello. And I was like, wow, I'm really like need to calm down. This is good that I'm doing this. And so he taught it to me. You go 4 days in a row, you pay a certain amount of money. I think they were having a special because Oprah had just had it on her show.
And it's not a cult.
Sometimes they can be.
I mean, this one, they have pictures of the dudes, the Eastern, you know, But the teaching of it is very cut and dry.
But the Beatles did it, wasn't there like a lot of hijinks involved with them doing transcendental meditation with some specific teacher? And then there was
probably
weirdness
like
going
some
down.
Sex. Yeah. Well, there always is.
Yeah.
I mean,
really?
But this is
they want you calm so they can get you.
This is a nearly clinical thing. There's like there's pamphlets and there's
so that's official.
Hey, you know, Church it's of like Satan when I has pamphlets.
We need to get some of them pamphlets.
That makes it official. It's very clean. It's a, you know, nonprofit. But why did I pay for it? Okay, I pay.
And you haven't had sex with anybody in your dental company.
Well, that's kind of where the story is going. It's not because I was in a cult, but because the guy teaching me, David, he was very nice. The 4 days that I went in there, and then he was like, then you can go back for check-ins as long as you want to. So you can refresh your learning of it.
Uh-huh.
And there wasn't anything funky to do with the meditation at all. In fact, he waited until we were like outside of the place. Like I was going to park we were just chatting and I was like, oh, I'm going to eat. And he was going to eat too. And so we like ate together. And you know what?
It starts out chill.
We have a star. When's the last time we had a fucking star on this podcast? And why are you treating her that way?
Is she mocking me or she's projecting where she thinks the story? Oh, I see where this is going. Are you like my hype person? Like, whoa.
Come on.
So you have lunch in the middle of the day in Beverly Hills in public with a bunch of other people around.
So you mac out on him? Did you mac out? Did you guys kiss?
Well, kind of.
Okay. So
it was. I hung out with him a couple more times after that. I did a couple of check-ins, and then he sort of mentioned very calmly in his meditative way. I think sometimes, like when I'm open, I'm really open and like non-judgmental, and I think you know what I mean. Like I can either be aloof, or I'm like people are like telling me everything. Right. Of course, I just meditated, and he's so calm that I think he was so used to not telling his truth that he started telling me about how he goes to these dungeons and stuff like that. And he's like into S&M because it's part of like,
what?
Yes. And so he asked me if I wanted to go. And quite honestly, it was because I was like, totally, dude. Like, you know what I mean? I was egging it on. He wasn't doing it in a creeptastic way. I was like, yeah, I will totally go with you. So I ended up going to a dungeon in Los Angeles.
See, now I can actually see this more than I can the transcendental.
You're like the second half of the story makes sense. You're like, why all the build up with the woo woo?
You don't need that.
What, who cares about
you
clearing
have the taint
your mind?
Of get sex dungeon on you.
I just made you this guy. Get over to the S&M. Waka waka. Give me the juice. Get to the. So we ended up going, and it was a long time ago. Like Venice Boulevard. Yeah, it was like on Venice, way down. In like a industrial building, like outside looked like nothing. And then when we walked in, it was like so not sexy at all. Like the first person you saw, did you ever watch those shows like Real Sex on HBO where it's just like,
oh yeah,
right out of the gate, the most unattractive couple, you know?
Right, that's what gave me hope.
There. And then there were curtains that were made out of like trash bag material. I was like, this is not my kind of dungeon. And then... you know,
can I get silk?
Classy
dungeon.
Yeah,
they sort of knew that I was with him, and I was like a bit of
how many people
voyeur.
Were in there?
There was like a foyer area, and then I did meet his dominatrix, but then I kind of like peaced out because in order to like stay, I would have had to like sort of participate, and I wasn't really.
But when you walked in, how many people were there?
Probably it was sort of dark, and to be honest, when I saw that couple, I just kind of did this, but I think there was like. It was sort of darkish. There's probably like 10 people.
Oh, really?
In the foyer area hanging out.
What's that like meeting the guy that you kind of are on a date with, meeting his dominatrix? What's that like?
I don't know. It was fine. I was in my like non-judgment mode. Of course, then I judged it after the fact. Uh-huh. But you know, when I went in there, I was like, oh, I'm open to this. And it seemed like she had a job to do. She was play acting. Because on the other hand, he's the one paying for it. So,
oh, so they were getting down. She was about to go all dominatrix on him?
Yeah. So there's a bit of like...
go all dominatrix.
It's kind of cool, but there's also like a play acting to it. You know what I mean? Everyone's agreeing upon it where it's like, okay, you know, she's in control, but you're paying for it. So who's really in control? Right. And it was just become... becomes this sort of fetishy, like, I kind of dug her that job. I was like, that's cool. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be a dominatrix before I would be a person going there for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I could see that.
Yeah. But so, yeah, then I peaced out of there.
The first time I ever went to San Francisco was during the fetish festival, the leather and fetish festival. And they do a lot of spanking there.
Yes.
And I was so just like, wow, that I sat and watched a whole spanking session of all these people for like 3 hours. And my friend was finally like, can we move on?
What? I actually dated a guy that was into that kind of stuff, and he had like a whole bag, like a gym duffel bag in his closet full of shit that he would try to tie me up, and he had like a 4-poster bed, and he would spank me, and but sometimes like he would tie my leg up, like my left leg, and then we'd be having sex. And then he's like trying to get all hopped up and into it. I know. And the only time like when he was doing that, the only thing I would think would be like, God, if you just untied my left leg, I could fucking torque it a little bit and throw it up like that. So I'm definitely not made for that kind of thing. And the thing is, on that kind of, like, when you do that kind of sex, you always have to escalate it.
Yes, I think that's true.
It's like,
and what you just described is how I felt of like, their, or definitely for sure, him is like getting into it, you know, and I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I'm more observing it.
Yeah.
Right.
And what did she look like?
She was hot. Yeah. She had brown hair. I feel like there was a Catwoman type of mask that she wore.
Like a leather.
Yeah.
And what did his hair look like again?
He had brown, thick hair in sort of a short, long mullet.
Oh, shit. That's what you really do. That's how you do it.
I didn't think it was very good. There's a series on Netflix now about this.
Uh-huh.
And it's just not shot very well. Yeah. Like, they're shooting him, like, you see this, and then, like, a ton of wall.
You're a layperson going into it, for the show, I mean, not real life as a whole, but yeah, you want it to be like, make it attractive to me. Don't show me your real world if you want this to be accepted. But I guess they don't. It's just like exposing it,
right?
Like weird lifestyles or whatever.
All right. Well, that's a great story to open that up with. And
You say the guy's first name?
No, don't say his first
name. I did already. Oh, I said it earlier.
Did David? Well, David, that's right, did say it.
So I thought it was Schitt's Creek. Ew, David.
When's the last time you talked to David?
It's been years. He's married now.
Uh-huh.
It's been probably 6 years, 7 years.
And how long ago was this that this happened?
7 years ago.
7 years ago. Mm-hmm. How long have you been married?
I've been married 10 years.
Maybe it was so nervous now.
Maybe it was longer ago than I thought.
I would change your story if I was you. Okay, Kristen, your turn.
Wait, real quick. Lindsay said that he or she's not buying these Buddha hijinks. Ken thought that not having recollection of having met his dominatrix seemed to be too vague. And Ken seems like a guy
offended.
That's into that sort of thing. So.
I'm offended.
Mm. Yeah, but she's
well, because I didn't remember what she looked like.
Mm. Yeah, well, yeah, because, well, not that you didn't know what they looked like, but you didn't have a reaction to meeting her. And if it was your, like, love interest's dominatrix, you might be kind of like, more
true.
Shocked.
Yeah,
like,
but if you're going into a dungeon, you got to keep your reactions on check. You know what I mean? You can't be like, oh, my God.
You already have an idea of what you're going into, so it's not like, oh, it's out of the blue.
Thank you.
So you play
that
cool.
is correct.
Yeah. Also, they're all catching up right now because they're on a little bit of a delay, and they're all saying, oh, snap, Felicia got her.
But don't say anything. Don't say anything. Because okay, you never know.
Yeah, you do never know.
You do never know. I don't know what goes on in your personal
life. I was going to say something else about my marriage. I was like, that's too much. Okay. I'm not going to go that far to try to convince you.
Okay. All right. So, Kristen, your turn.
I'm not going to divulge things from my marriage.
Okay. Fair enough.
Maybe later.
And I mean, I have a good sense of time. You never know.
Yeah. True.
Okay. So, my story is... my grandma died about
great stuff.
Which grandma and where? That's
my
mom
died. She died in Dayton, and we like to take family trips to Vegas. And so for her ashes, she was cremated. She died of lung cancer. so for her funeral, we took her ashes. And we took them to Vegas, And we partied it up, you know, just like we, you know, she would us to do. And we were gonna like release the ashes like in the casinos and stuff, and like put them in the we were gonna release them out into like into Vegas. Just
but how? Vegas. What was the plan? What was the thought?
The thought was
we had no plan.
They were gonna ride the stratosphere and just dump them over the side. As they went down.
Was, she loved Vegas, and you know we were gonna just put her ashes in Vegas. So that was the thought.
In casinos, that,
but like, how, you're dipping your casino, hand into the bag. I have to have a better.
You guys just like in the air, and like, we were going to. But here's what happened. We forgot because we were all drunk and partying and stuff. And we got to the airport and I realized like, oh shit, I still have the ashes in my bag.
Did you divvy them up between people or you had the whole thing?
You didn't even take them out of your bag the whole time? Not even to divvy it up?
No. Listen, so here's what happened. I said, hey, I still have the ashes. You guys, we forgot to do this. It's what we came here to do. So we put the ashes in an airport plant. And so now,
you know, I can't, you know, like I told you, I left my mom's ashes are still in Florida at a funeral home. I never picked them up.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. My brother's ashes are in my closet. It's
easy to forget. That's what I'm saying.
So, I mean, it happens.
You know our
it
friend happens. Mama Shar?
Yeah.
I was helping her move, okay? Uh-huh. And I was moving some stuff out of the top of her closet. She's an older lady, so getting up on a ladder was not really her optimal situation. And I go and take this red box. She goes, you might not want to grab that. And I go, why? She's like, that's David. It was her husband that was just happened to be up in that box. Not your David, probably.
David is
but.
Real. David is real.
You know, my roommate keeps his parrot in a box in our apartment.
Yeah, but that's
apartment.
A parrot.
He's a little Yeah,
I have both my dogs.
Yeah, I still have that cat in my freezer.
She's totally serious.
When are you gonna take that cat out of your freezer?
I don't know. It's
trying to get a refund.
I just had a flashback of we actually dissected cats in the eighth grade. My sisters did. We did frogs. But I remember there were cats done at some point. Wow. Yeah. I think they
gave it
stopped
to the
cats by the time
A+
my sisters
students.
Started.
Here's something. Do your Airbnbers have to pay extra for the cat in the freezer?
Yeah,
or is that just a part of the deal?
They're not allowed in my kitchen.
Do you? Is it wrapped?
Is that true?
In,
yeah.
She's like, I have dead animals in my refrigerator. Please don't go in there.
So is the cat wrapped in foil or in plastic?
She's in a Ziploc bag.
Nice.
Shut up.
You can freeze
it back. No, I know a guy who did that with fish. He would he had a whole scam going. He would scam the pet store. So somehow he had something going where he would freeze the angelfish, you know, like when they died or something. He would take them back later and try to get two or something. I don't know how he did it. He said that, but that's how they have so many angelfish is cuz he would like when they died, he would freeze them. And like take them back later, or like I don't know how he did it.
Yeah,
but that was kind of weird. All maybe right. Maybe he was just making up an excuse for having a bunch of dead angelfish.
So, how old was your grandmother when she passed?
She's about 60.
Uh huh. And what was she a big partier? That's why did she go to Vegas a lot?
Yeah.
That's why you were saying she loved.
Yeah, we would take family trips out to Vegas.
Uh-huh. Well, was she a smoker?
She's a smoker.
That makes sense because Vegas, you can smoke everywhere.
Yeah.
And how long were you guys there for in Vegas?
About 3 days.
You guys were there for 3 days and not once.
No.
How long had it been since she had passed?
This is my fault because I like to smoke marijuana. So
how long had it been since she had passed?
Let's see here. She passed in May and then we went like that summer. So like July or
so it was a little, it wasn't like it was fresh.
And you put it in a pot?
I put it in an airport plant.
Yeah, how? What? So
we dumped it out of its little. We had like a little.
How far
vase
from the
thing.
Gate were you?
Yeah,
it was like right at the gate.
So you went through.
Yeah,
you went through security.
We went through security.
Why
and
would
everything.
You go through? Yeah, this is where I have many questions. Because why would that to me? Because you have to go through a special thing. I think to take ashes on a plane or something.
Do you? What
know.
If it's just in a box?
I don't know.
Yeah, but you what are you going to take a box full of sand through the x-ray? They're going to be like, what the fuck is that?
Why? They're cool. They actually called me for green beans. I had some dehydrated green beans in my bag, and that's what they flagged
on a different
me. And I thought they were going to, I'm like, this is it. This is where the ashes get taken, and grandma has to get thrown out in the trash can or
right,
something.
Right, because you can have like but one of those keychains with like colorful sand in it. They're not going to.
Yeah, it's a keychain. It's not a fucking box.
Body.
Just a box of sand.
So you were conscious of the fact that you were taking her back through security, and you made the decision at the last minute, like, okay, well, I don't want to take her back on the plane.
Yeah.
Why? Why didn't you want to take her back?
Because we all agreed we were going to leave her in Vegas.
You could have at least left her by some of the slot machines.
Yeah, that's what we wanted to do.
They have them in the airport in Vegas.
This doesn't add up so much that I kind of believe it. Like, it's like it's sort of like that dumb. Where you're like, why were you like...
Michael, what do you think?
I think that... should I answer? Feedback for both stories, by the way. But with the ashes thing, can you just do that? Can you... Let's say a cop saw you sprinkling a little bit on in the street. Is that littering? Can you just put a little bit of dead person wherever?
Where'd they go? No, they didn't. Nobody even winked an eye. They're just like, whatever. It's like...
They just thought I was throwing trash.
I mean, they do sometimes... Shit goes through where you're just like,
no one saw
what's
something
the point?
And said something.
Yeah,
no one stopped, dropped, and rolled.
Disney had a problem with that at the Haunted Mansion where people were like dumping their ashes.
Oh,
and they,
really?
Yeah, and they had they did a whole thing, like cracked down on it with cast members.
How fucking
that's
weird.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Mary Lynn,
yes.
What name for the did when you met the dominatrix? Did she have a name?
Tabitha.
Tabitha.
It's my mother's name.
Wow, wait, that's hilarious.
You remembered that pretty quickly.
Yeah, how the fuck do you remember that?
Okay, and...
Well, guy's questioning my emotional reaction. Like, I didn't have the reaction that he wanted me to have.
Marilyn,
he's emotionally connected.
Did you get far enough into this process to learn about a safe word?
Yes.
And what was the safe word?
Benghazi.
Harem.
Harem?
Safe word, yes.
Man, that's like a word you could accidentally say while you're having a good time, you know?
Harem. Why harem?
I don't know. It's some Christian thing.
Was he Armenian?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know.
Well, we're moving on to Marilyn's second story.
Yay!
Yes. Before we go.
Yes.
Ken says that, you know, sometimes our guests get nicknamed by the listeners. Uh-huh. Ken says that he believes Carrot Top Hinchcliffe over their story.
I'm flattered.
That was a good one, Ken. That was a good one.
And you nailed it.
why Hinchcliffe? I want to know why.
Ask Ken Lofton. He's
the one who's going to tell you.
On a Monday, nonetheless.
And Raver Basher asked if you dumped her in the ashtray, because that's probably where... She might have liked to rest in the airport ashtray.
We put them in a rubber, like a little plant.
Like what kind of plant? Like how big was the plant?
It's like a plastic plant. It's like a...
What's the plant?
No, like one of those like...
Have you been back
like,
to visit since?
See, I see Vegas as not having plastic plants in the airport.
Well, probably they do because it's so dry.
I agree.
But also, on a side note, Matthew Bowen is very concerned about the cat in your freezer. Lindsay also says, Jessica, ew.
Does it fill up your whole freezer?
No, it's just at the bottom of the freezer.
What kind of face is it making? I don't see the face
every day because it's at the bottom.
Like, when you put it in, did you do it so the face points to the back?
Yeah.
Why did you kill the cat in the first place?
It died. And I put it in the plastic bag and I put it in one of those little, like Tupperware, not Tupperware, but it's like a bucket. It's a green bucket.
Okay.
So it's in a green bucket. And so I can see the top of it. Uh-huh. But it's in, and I'd have to really look.
So what is your ultimate plan for your cat? What is the ultimate plan with that?
I haven't decided
yet. Is it a microwave safe bucket?
No, I would say no.
Yeah, okay. Thaw it out, reheat easy.
It's like something use as a shower caddy in the military.
Mm. Okay.
Well, none of us have been in the military, I don't think, so.
Anyway, Marilyn, your second story.
My second story takes place in Silver Lake, and I was walking at 11 a.m. I had pajama bottoms on.
And I just kept walking.
A backpack. I did some more walking. And this girl was like, hey... And the way she said it, I was like, thought I knew her. And so I was like, hey, and I walked towards her. Like, you know, when someone makes it like extra familiar. And so I was like, hey, and then I walked towards her and then I realized, oh, I don't know her. And I kind of like sized her up, and she was really skinny, and her skin was like translucently white, and there were bruises on her leg.
So you're like, she knows me from 24.
Yes.
I was trying to yes and you, but I didn't get where you're going with that. Because she's tortured?
Well, it just seems like bruised? That would be your fan base.
Oh, thank you. Fuck. You know what?
Bruised up ghost one.
Last time it was the, did you get with your teacher? And this time, you're dissing my fans?
Let's all go around the room and say your favorite credit of Mary Lynn's.
Ooh.
Punch Drunk Love.
He wanted to say that. She doesn't know me for anything.
You were good in that movie, too.
So good.
Yeah,
it's good.
No, I saw her on Arrested Development, which threw me for a loop. And I was like, that's great.
She doesn't know me from anything. It's all right. It's a new generation. You know,
before the podcast start, I do the best Kristen was all like, so you're comic? You part of the podcast? Like, just fixing the light, like, look away.
You see how modest I am? You know, great success, yet also beaten down many times. I'm like... I sweep the place. I produce it, or I'm a comic. Your choice.
People were online were also saying their favorites. I'm trying to find it, but and your nickname was Gail the Snail. I just missed it, but of course that.
Yeah, love Gail the Snail.
So you were
okay? So I was describing the reason why I said I'm walking and all that is because I was just. I think it was the way I looked. Okay, I had pajama bottoms, wet hair, disheveled.
Why were you out?
I was
on the
just.
Streets?
Disheveled
walking
with
to
wet
coffee
hair.
Or something. And so anyway, she starts talking to me and she's like, what are you doing? Like, she's making small talk with me. Where are you going? You going downtown? And I wanted to see what she was going to say. So I just yes-anded her. I was like, yeah, I'm going downtown. And I thought she was going to try to sell me drugs, right? And so she's like, I don't know. She was asking me questions and she's like, are you looking for work? And I go, yeah. And then right there was this donut shop and she walked me into the donut shop and she whispered and then all the employees scattered around and she took me out into the back, not even the back, it was front, facing the street where all the tables are. And I met my prospective pimp.
At a donut shop?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
How long ago was this?
This was, well...
Did you maybe
This was before 2000. This was like
and
in
the late
90s. And what
did the pimp look like?
He was African-American. He did have a gold chain on. But he did!
You're in trouble now, girl.
He did. And then he had a North Face puffy... ski jacket.
Yeah.
In the heat of the summer. And then he also said that his name was Kevin, but people call him Lawrence.
Huggy Bear.
No, people call him Lawrence.
Oh, really?
And I was like, why are you picking a name that's way not as cool as your actual name? And then he was like, lift up your sunglasses. Let me see your pretty face.
Oh, God.
And I like left my body. I was watching my yes because I was like, "What's going to happen to her?" You know. And then I just my heart was beating so fast. And he's like, "You gotta." What was he saying? Like, you can't live with your boyfriend. And like, do you have a car? It's better if you don't have a car. And do you have a cell phone? And he was like trying to close me. And then every time I try to ask questions, he would shut me down because he had to have like the power, right? So I was like. Well, how's she doing? And he's like, she's doing really good out here. I don't remember her name, Christina or something. We're doing really well out here. And why don't you sit down? I did take off my sunglasses, but I did not sit down. Then he was like, kept trying to get my number. And then I finally was like, you better get the fuck out of here. So I go, I'm going to think about it. And I started walking backwards and he goes, I think you have thought about it. And that was like his like, really, I'm going to get you.
Did he just assume you knew what you were there for? So...
Yes, I guess. And he was telling me about it, but in really vague terms. And she didn't really explain it either. She just said, are you looking for work? And I said, yes. And that's why I was trying to say, like, I don't know what I was doing. I guess I just looked vulnerable and disheveled.
Homeless.
Wow. Yes.
And Silver Lake in 2000 wasn't... as nice as it is now, right?
No, I mean, there was still coffee shops and stuff, and I lived over there. I was already, I was waiting to see if my pilot was getting picked up. I had a guest spot on Veronica's Closet. So I was, but they hadn't called me back. So I was, in fact, looking for work. Yeah. But that was the time frame, was like, I don't know, when was that show on?
Did you ever see them, run across them in your neighborhood ever again?
No, but I spent the next 2 weeks just avoiding that street and just really scared that I was going to see him. And my boyfriend was like super pissed at me. But I was real. I mean, I, when, as I stood there, I imagined, what if I did go through with it for like a night just to see what it was like? But then I wanted to get as much info as I could, but then I, you know, my rational mind took over.
Just in case, like, that pilot.
exactly.
Yeah, you played this game really well, because it's like, do you see me going along with a pimp and just seeing where this goes, or do you see me in a dominatrix dungeon?
Ooh,
yeah. Well, they're both. I didn't even make that connection.
She really didn't do the math correctly in the first story, though. Let's not forget that.
Well, but do you know me as a mathematical person who knows the time frame of her own life?
No, I do.
Have you met my husband before?
Point well taken.
I mean, the way you said that was like, oh, I got you. And, you know.
But Matthew Bowen says, are we to believe that you would put yourself in a position to be alone with a pimp?
Yeah, but if it's on the street.
It was on the street.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I tried to recruit you. I gauged that wrong. I was just I was having
well, you
bad
do have that translucent skin.
You just dumped your grandma's ashes.
Yeah.
You were vulnerable.
Plant.
You wanted a friend. Right.
Yeah.
A whore.
Any other questions from our audience?
Lee and Lindsay both say that they think this one's true compared to the other one. And Lindsay even said it sounds like a very L.A. story. Could be a good movie, maybe.
What if she messed up the time frame on purpose?
Hmm.
Why do people like want me to be
story?
A whore? Than they,
I don't know.
That's so rude.
Or dominatrix.
No, no.
With your point, they see me more as like a vulnerable mark than they do. Well, I was just visiting the dominatrix. But.
And also all of their favorite Mary Lynn credits were Always Sunny. Was their favorite one.
Oh, good one. Good one. All right. Unless you have something to say, Michael.
I only think that maybe this sounds like it could be one of those stories that happened to somebody else. It sounds like it could be one of those, like a friend told her this one. Only because she answered Tabitha so quickly when I asked what the dominatrix's name was. Mm. Does anybody know that world? Does that sound like a real name for a dominatrix?
She thought of a dominatrix.
Do we know Mary Lynn to be a Bewitched fan?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So somebody watched Bewitched before coming in here and
Maybe. Or maybe that's her kid's best friend's name or something. Maybe it's just a name she has up on the top
of
her
brain.
You think
that's her go-to name?
Maybe. All right, Kristen, what about your second story?
I just want to say, I think I recognize you from Sunny.
Go on.
So that's
you
it.
You can't.
That's all I can. Okay.
You can't rewind.
There's my second story. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, my second story is when I was, I lived in Chicago for 4 years to do comedy before I moved here. And when I was there, I met another friend in the stand-up scene who was also homeless, and we became friends through just like talking after mics, before mics, and like,
and were you we homeless? Would talk. I'm sorry,
I wasn't homeless. Okay. No, I wasn't homeless. He was homeless. I would like offer to buy him cheeseburgers and stuff like that, and he never accepted the offers. Well, one day his dad died and left him with millions
another
of dollars.
Death, Jesus.
Okay. Bring the sex.
Well, yeah, we're good. We know how
we got a
game.
Screenplay in here.
Hey, man, we got to have themes. His dad died and left him millions of dollars.
Uh-huh.
And I was one of his only friends.
Uh-huh.
So he knew I was struggling at the time, and he gave me $20,000 to pay for what is currently my car. And that's the story.
Well, fuck, now I believe the ashes and the plant story in Vegas.
Really? What kind of car?
Toyota Prius.
And did you spend all the money on the car?
Good question.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I spent all the money on the car.
You did?
Because it was new back then. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was like $20,000. I bought it new.
And you were just like, your logic was, this is all I need. I want this car. What else do I? Why didn't you divvy up the money for like some meals or something?
You know, I gave
buy yourself some underwear.
I gave my mom and sister a couple of gift cards for Macy's.
Yeah.
I bought myself a car.
And I gave them some
here's
money.
$40 for Macy's.
I gave them a couple $100 gift cards.
You didn't even
for
give
Macy's.
Them cash. Just here's a gift card.
And to it's not like they even appreciated it.
Wait, did he give you cash? No.
How long ago was this?
He wrote a check.
How long ago was this?
This was about 4 years. No. Yeah, 4 years
Be
ago.
Be careful. It's been you 4 years. She'll catch you in the timeline.
It's been 4 years.
But 4 years ago, a brand new Prius cost more than $20,000, didn't it? Doesn't it?
I don't think so. Yeah,
wait, did you buy it outright?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this like your own Curly Sue story?
Yep. It's a hard nut. Well, I don't know. This is my fancy story.
A used Prius? For
she said a new Prius.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, yeah. For $20,000, that seems a little slightly.
It was
low.
A Prius new, and you bought it outright with $20,000.
Yeah,
no trade in.
I said no trade in, no nothing. I was living in Chicago. I rode the L train,
and you still have your Prius.
And I still have it.
Have you seen this gentleman since then?
Yes, I have. We have since had a falling out. He tried to stab me in a hotel.
Oh wow!
And she said that very quickly.
Did he blow through his money?
He, I don't know currently, but when he first got the money, yeah, he was blowing through it pretty quick. He gave some to me, and he gave some. I wasn't the only person.
I can't believe you had to ask a question to get the stabbing part of the story.
I know.
That seems like part of the story.
The stabbing part, in LA?
It was, yeah.
Were you guys both wasted?
No, he was jealous of, my gay best friend, because when I was looking to move to LA, I stayed in LA and I wanted to stay with my gay best friend / current roommate instead of staying with him.
Oh, he's here.
He got, moved but, to LA.
Yeah, he had already moved to LA, so he got the money and he moved to LA before I did.
Oh, I see.
And then when I was visiting LA, like I visited him in his hotel.
Which hotel?
And somewhere in Pasadena.
Is he a stand-up, you said?
Yeah.
Is he working?
So is he
committed?
In the scene?
Seen the stand-up scene?
Kind of, but he doesn't get shows. He's a little,
because he's a stabber.
He's he doesn't get. I mean, I wish that was the reason, but unfortunately, that's bigger than me.
So he tried to stab you, but he didn't make skin contact.
No.
Okay.
Would we know him?
And then I said, "I'm never talking to you again." And then, would you know him? No, I don't think you would. I've seen him show up sporadically at a couple of shows. And then told him to leave.
What kind of knife was it?
It was scissors.
Here's the biggest question of all.
In the hotel room?
The biggest question of all is, was he funny?
He was funny before he got the money.
Oh.
Wow.
Why did he have scissors? Where did the scissors come from?
Yeah, how did he get scissors in a hotel room?
Did he pack scissors with him wherever he goes?
He just carries them around.
They were like the nicest thing in his hotel room. They were like some nice, like sterling silver, or like, you know.
So you went to his hotel room.
They were like silver, nice scissors.
And he had the scissors there. You went to his hotel room and he had the scissors there.
Yeah, there was just scissors like on his desk or something.
So why would he move to LA and then you met him at his hotel room if he already moved to LA before you?
He was living in a hotel day to day.
One thing I can verify is that she did live in Chicago. I do know that because I had a buddy text me earlier and say that she would do comedy in Chicago where he played piano and he had a little crush on her back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Wait, who's this? Wait, hold on.
I don't, you probably, he said she doesn't know who I am, but she is fine.
You dumped your grandma's ashes. That flirtation
is over. Is it Cameron Ford? He played the piano. Is it Cameron Ford?
No.
Okay.
And this guy's got a wife now, so I don't know if I should say his name.
Oh,
but.
Yeah.
Wow. Any questions,
I'm
Michael?
With you. The scissors is on.
Yeah.
Silver fancy scissors?
Yeah. She's like, they were just in the hotel room, like all the normal hotel stuff, like
that's
pillows,
not a, normal,
a little coffee pot, the remote, and scissors. Yeah, I don't know. I guess that I kind of believe... I want to believe it, but you answered the question so quick. Like, you felt really natural when you were given the... Like, Pasadena, where the hotel was.
I'm sure it's happened to her. But maybe not this guy.
See, now I feel defensive on your behalf. Wait, so you're sometimes saying, you answer stuff quick. Sometimes Jessica, you don't stuff.
Right? Are you saying that whether or not this story is true in particular, you think she's been stabbed in a hotel room before?
I think that somebody's attempted to stab her before, yes.
Maybe. That happens.
God, I wish I had a pair of scissors right now.
like it's a mixing of stories.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the scissors ended up in the hotel room, and that was the mistake of the...
All right. Do we have any questions from online?
Some, yes. Everybody was kind of leaning towards it not being true until she said the stabbing thing. And somebody somebody said there's more details, so it's got to be true. But I will remind you guys at home that perhaps that might not be the case, because we found that more details tend to lead to a lie, I think, in the most recent episode.
It depends,
but in the most recent.
She's squirrely, though.
She is squirrely. That is a fact. Leah says, though, that if the guy had millions, she probably would have just been fine with the stabbing and still talked with him if he was rich.
That he moved here, but then he's in a hotel room. That's kind of weird.
Maybe a fancy
hotel.
If
he moved here first, why didn't he set up a place?
Yeah.
Was he waiting for you to get a place? Did you know that?
No.
Wasn't he homeless anyway?
No. He was homeless before he got the money.
Yeah, he's used to being a nomad. He's like, let me just get there, dog.
Yeah, exactly. Someone with that mindset, they're not going to do something logical.
How long was he here before you got here?
About a year.
Yeah.
What?
You know what? Fuck you, Kristen. Fuck you and your storytelling. That's what you deserve—the most fucked up stories.
It's tricky.
Good story. That's a good one, though.
All right, so why don't we have Austin now? Is going to recap the stories real quick, and we're going to take a vote. He's going to start with Mary Lynn's. Actually, let's start with Kristen's.
Let's start with Kristen's. Story one. Her grandma died in Dayton, Ohio, so for her funeral, they partied with her ashes in Vegas, and they planned to spread them throughout Sin City, but they forgot, so she dumped Granny in a potted airport plant on her
She
way
didn't
out.
Say that was her funeral.
She did say. She said, so for her funeral, that was
There was
her
no
exact
other
words.
Services?
No, there were services when she died, and then...
Right. It was
the word she
the
used
fact.
Was, so yeah, for her funeral, later. We went to Vegas.
That was for like
I'm
her
the stenographer
funeral.
Here, trust me.
No, thank you for that information.
Yeah.
Shit.
Story two, she lived in Chicago for 4 years with a homeless comedian, and the guy's dad dies and left the hobo lots of money.
She didn't live with him.
The guy's dad dies, leaves the hobo lots of money, so he repaid her for being sweet by buying her a fancy $20,000 Prius and then tried to stab her in a hotel.
He gave her $20,000 where she bought the Prius plus some cards from Macy's for her mother and sister. How old are you, Kristen?
I'm 30.
And how old's your mother?
She's 52.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how long ago was the grandmother thing? How long ago was that?
It was about 10 years ago.
Yeah. And how old was your grandmother when she passed?
She's 60.
She did say 60.
Wait, what? Does that mean something? I just lost the plot.
Was really good
are
math.
You on the math today? Like, big time.
Well, if you're 30 and your mother is 52, right? And then your grandmother is... You
60,
know.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
Wait. I'm so confused.
I don't know. That sounds...
Then her mom would have been 40-ish 10 years ago. Yeah. She also wouldn't have been 21 going to Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Very good point, Jessica. Very good point. Yeah. So what, we were in the hotel room drinking because you weren't out drinking. They're going to card you wherever you go.
Well, she was smoking marijuana.
Yeah, I was.
She did say smoking marijuana, but she said they were going to put her ashes throughout the hotels.
Casinos.
And you did say you were partying.
Yeah.
Heavily.
Yeah, but
so I was
partying
21.
Heavily and not being 21?
I was 21.
You just said you're 30.
So then it was like 9 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I myself have, you know, time issues. So I don't know. Yeah, it was 9 years ago. She went to Vegas when she was 21.
I don't know. All right. What are the people online say? What are their votes?
She said they like to take family vacations to Vegas.
Uh-huh.
So were you going there prior when you were younger?
We went a few times.
And did you see any shows?
No.
What did you do when you were younger then when you went to Vegas?
As family vacation.
Went to the M&M store.
Just go, yeah. We just
don't give her ideas.
It was the M&M store.
Where's that?
Yeah, we did the Hershey store.
No, really, what did you guys do as a family vacation when you went to Vegas?
Were you party and gamble.
When you were a little kid, though, when you went?
No, I wasn't a little kid. We didn't start doing that until, like, later, until I got old enough.
Yeah, but you just said you were 21 when she died and that you went to Vegas with her.
Oh, that's a lie.
Don't do that.
I didn't.
We damaged Kristen. We made her crumble.
Hey, for the record, that was going to be my vote, so I killed today. We got it.
Which one was it? I'm listening to people online.
About the grandma.
Okay. Yeah, they were all right, pretty much.
Okay.
What a reveal.
They didn't hear.
That was.
But everybody was leaning towards that one because it was simpler in the details.
Right.
Too bad we didn't get to vote.
Well, yeah. I voted.
Yeah, in the comments, people are voting in the comments, too. People are voting in the comments. Yeah.
I didn't know how it worked. I forgot about the vote.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Sorry, broke me down. Okay. I couldn't lie anymore.
Is your grandma dead?
She is.
Okay. What did you do with her ashes?
She was buried.
Okay. And what made you come up with that fucked up story?
I like that story a lot.
Well, it was a combination of, like, just, I don't know. My friend said that his grandpa died and his ashes weren't treated properly, so he put them in, like, a garden gnome or something. I'm like, you know, where's, like, the craziest place you would just, like, put some ashes at? You know, so I thought
like
Vegas, like make it go big, you know.
Okay.
Leah said this is her shocked face and I'll do it for the camera.
So that's not shocked.
Wow. All right, there you go. Well, let's move on to the recap.
Wait, but that means the scissor stabbing is true.
I know. Yeah.
But we can't go there yet. We still got to.
That's her profile.
I ruined it.
Yeah. She even said that when we're shooting this whole pilot, that anybody that, most people that that don't want to, you know, there's folks that you shy away from.
Uh-huh.
And the people that nobody wants to talk to them. Uh-huh. Those are the people that she gravitates
towards. Why were there scissors in the hotel room?
Yeah.
Who knows?
That
was real. That's real.
Well, if he really was living there, then.
And goddamn, how many burgers did you buy him?
He didn't want any of them.
No, he.
I tried to buy them for him. He never accepted it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You could go for a burger.
Because he wasn't really that poor. Because his family, he comes from a millionaire family. Mm.
Wow.
So I guess he felt bad for me, like trying to offer to buy him stuff when you know he knows he was sitting on a pile of money the whole time.
Right. Wow.
I don't know.
Is that
insensitive?
No. Those are just two great stories. Too bad you crumbled like a little fucking baby at the end, but they were totally great
stories.
Can
I tell you what the story was that I wanted to tell as my lie? Just a short, real quick.
Okay, real quick.
I wanted to say that my upper molars have five humps instead of four. Because I was raised by vegetarians.
You chose correctly.
That would have killed.
All right.
Marilyn's first story. She was a transcendental meditator because Oprah made a big deal about the Beatles doing it. So she ends up hanging out with her calm, sexy teacher, David, at 50 Shades of Grey type things in L.A. sex dungeons. She was not shocked by meeting his dominatrix. Story two, she was in Silver Lake, and she was walking in pajama bottoms and disheveled hair. Then this girl was like, hey, so she thought she knew her, but the closer she got, she realized she didn't. Long story short, she ends up engaging in conversation with the lady to find out that she's just an assistant for a donut shop pimp who tried to recruit Mary Lynn.
When were you in Legally Blonde?
I don't know, 2002? I don't know. I don't have any sense of time.
I love that movie.
No, that
you keep saying that.
I think that was in the mid-2000s.
Was it?
I don't remember.
It was probably like 2005-ish, maybe even earlier.
Really?
Yeah, maybe
earlier.
Or three
earlier.
Or four, maybe?
Earlier.
I felt like it was before. I thought when I was in high school.
When was that?
I graduated in 02.
By the way, just
probably
went,
in like, oh.
Jess went to high school in Lakeland for a year or two, where I'm from. And one of our listeners went to school at a rival high school, Kathleen High School.
Uh-huh.
And she said that they did, in fact, dissect cats there.
At Kathleen High School. Wow. Yeah,
that makes sense in Lakeland.
Yeah. All right. Did you say both stories? You said both stories. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's take a vote. What does everybody say online?
All right, I'm just going to read them raw, so if they're offensive, it's I'm sorry. Gail the Snail says first true, second lie. Or Kenneth says Gail the Snail, first true, second lie. Matthew Bowen, Mary Lynn, first lie, second true. Leah agrees with Ken that the first true, second lie. Pimp story true, dungeon false, promotion. And everybody else is like, it's just all a blur. I can't tell if it's... What's the truth and what's the lie?
Michael, what do you think?
Yeah, I understand why people are so frustrated. This is like the most toss up for me that I've experienced.
Yes. Really?
They're both great. They both have aspects that are absolutely unbelievable. And they both got some shit that she seemed so comfortable saying, and like she was it really felt like she was recalling in both for certain amounts of time.
But when Felicia tripped her up on the 10-year thing in the first story, it kind of reminded me of when Sarah Wineshank crumbled in her story a few weeks ago. Like she was just like the headlights, like you caught me a little bit.
Totally. But what better way to set up for that than this whole time? Whole time she's been saying, "Oh,
she's a great actress." I feel like she would set us the fuck up.
Well, it's smart to be going the whole time. She's been going, I'm so bad with time.
Yeah, trying to make that up.
Actresses do have the best record on the show, too, I think. Like, Carlisle Forster fooled everybody except for Matt Dillon.
That's true.
I got to figure out a vote, though, so that I can just be done with it. I got to... Fuck. Austin, what are you voting?
I got to go with the first one's a lie based on that little reaction.
Yeah, I think I'm on first one's a lie. I'm comfortable with that. First one's a lie, second's a truth.
What year was the second story? I know you probably already said, but... The pimp story. 2000-ish.
You know, I believe the pimp story because I can, when I was younger, had experiences that were, you know.
Were you approached?
Yeah, where I was approached for that. So I could kind of believe that, especially if you're walking around in pajama bottoms, being all hipster with wet hair and all that kind of, you know what I mean?
Right.
That was pretty hipster.
Do you want me to tell you?
Well,
No.
I got to make sure everybody.
Taking an official vote.
Michael, did you vote?
Marilyn's like, I'm about to call this shit. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, number one is the lie for me.
Okay, and what about you? You're allowed to vote too.
I think the number one is a lie.
How dare you?
What about you, Jessica?
I'm really leaning towards the first one not being the lie, being the truth, because I think she might have tried to play it up. Also, what if they had an open relationship?
Well, I think that's been alluded to, but maybe. But my thing is that how could she react so quickly to the 10 years thing that Felicia brought up? That she would be like,
because you didn't get married till you got pregnant, right?
Correct.
How old is your son?
He is 9 years old. What?
No, I just like, it's so close. But here's what I hate. It's like I'll kind of trip someone up, and then Jessica will be like, no, I'm going to be contrary. I'm going to say this. And then I go along with Jessica, and then I'm wrong, even though I pointed out the fucking thing that was
I say go off. With your gut here. Right. I'm just saying, I don't think that...
I think the first story is a lie.
I don't think she would go along with some weird bruised woman to stand next to and talk to a pimp.
But she said that her boyfriend was mad, and you know, I think I would be mad as a boyfriend in that situation. Yeah. So that seemed like
he's connecting emotionally. Yeah. He's thinking about the emotional aspects.
Yeah,
and those make sense.
You shut the fuck over there. No, I'm
kidding. I just think that I wouldn't put herself in that predicament.
I think it's sometimes you accidentally get yourself in a predicament like within 25 seconds of meeting someone.
Yeah, but she's saying that she wanted to know like where is this going. Where were you born?
South of Detroit.
So you know hookers.
Yeah, she's been around.
I'm from the suburbs.
Yeah, but this was in... Just this was in 2000, too, right? This was in 2000 also, right?
Yeah.
So this is a time...
Would be horrified.
This is a time much earlier. Much earlier in her career where she really was looking for work. And also, before we were so used to everything... She said, are you looking for work? And when we're so used to everything being on the internet...
Like the worst logic.
What?
She really was looking for work, you guys.
Why did you say that? Don't put that
totally
on me.
Totally true.
I didn't tell that part of the story.
I would be mad too.
I would.
Like it has nothing to do with the boyfriend.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. The fact that you brought
that up,
it makes
colors
it seem
it in a real way. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Christina Aguilera was really, really popular. She came out with Dirty.
She was a genie in a bottle.
I'm going to stick with the first story is a lie. I'm going to. I know I should.
Second story lie for me.
Okay, so which one is the lie?
Well, Felicia
you have had my number this entire time.
Oh!
And it is was in fact the 10 years that, with good reason, why that was the how I felt I got caught as well. The first story is a lie.
Yes.
The prostitute is the truth.
Yeah. You went with that lady.
We both messed up our timelines.
Why did you do that?
Everything seemed sketchy in 2000. Wow. You know?
I wanted to see what she was going to say. It was not a good idea. But again, she has my number. She's like, yeah, they do things like that sometimes. A certain kind of woman where you're like, you're a strong woman. And you're like, no, I do dumb shit.
Yeah, because I've stumbled into stupid shit too, where I'm like, and within like,
and especially like feminine, like,
because you believe, you believe women. Yeah. That's So where you're like, oh, this person isn't a bad person, and then all of a sudden, you're like, what the fuck? Like
when I was like 17, I ended up dating this drug dealer.
Like that.
Yeah, and then
whipping out these.
That's so bad. He was much younger than he was. Then I got hold of his driver's license, and he was like in his 30s.
Oh, really?
Creeptastic.
How long did you guys date for?
I don't know, 6 months. He left a gun in my car, and that was the last straw.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was there. It was under my seat.
We're so glad you're here.
Oh, yeah. I could have went off the deep end, but easy. But I was so much younger then, you know, and I just felt like after being here for a while, you wouldn't have done something like that. I'm really disappointed.
Ken Lofgren is too.
Reliving it all over again.
I am mad at you too.
Boyfriend was right.
Yeah.
Ken Lofgren is very upset because his winning streak is gone, and he has had the longest winning streak of anybody, I think.
Good.
So far,
He was getting cocky.
He was.
On Twitter.
Twitter,
he was getting cocky. Wow. Well, where can people find out about you guys or see what you guys have upcoming? Can you give us some information?
Yeah, yeah. Instagram. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Mammy Spanks. That's MammySpanx. That's what was available in 2007 when I made my first YouTube channel.
MaryLynn.com. Checking in with Mary Lynn is the podcast.
Very nice. Very nice. I've been Felicia Michaels. This has been Austin Walker. You can follow both of us on Twitter. Do me a big favor. If you have Amazon Prime, please go and watch Pervs on there. It's a documentary that I directed, and give it a check out, and please leave a review. That would be lovely. And Jessica?
Yes, check out our shows that are going to be coming up at the Comedy Store September
25th
and October.
Yep. Michael?
Michael?
Do you know?
October 29th.
Both up. October 29th.
Yep.
At the Comedy Store, and every second Friday at the Ice House. And please take a moment. I know we're on the Comedy Store YouTube right now. Just take a moment and go over to the Liars Club YouTube and subscribe. Please, we're almost at 300. That'd be cool, right?
Right, and we're going to release a animation very shortly. I know I keep saying it, but it's so super going to happen, and that'll be on that YouTube channel, not the comedy channel.
Yes,
here at the Comedy Store.
You guys are awesome.
Yes, and look me up at Jess Wellington 2 on everything.
Lindsay said, go bury that damn cat.
And Michael, where can people follow
Great
you?
Great stories, Kristen.
People can follow me at High Five Michael on Instagram. And on Friday night at 11:45, I'm on Mike Falzone's show, The Fallback Show, at the Westside Comedy Theater. And later that night on the Late Night Show at the Hollywood Improv. Come check it out.
It's not all about you, Mike. Anyway,
I'll be at the Oyster House tonight.
Wow.
Don't eat the food.
I'm going to Baja, Mexico in a couple of weeks.
Defrost the cat, please.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And you have been lied to.